Palast.
KBOO would like to say thank you to our community partners that are feeding our volunteers today. Breakfast is from Gravy at 3957 North Mississippi Avenue, open at 7:30 a.m. every day and serving breakfast till 3 p.m. Lunch is served on weekdays after 11 a.m. Lunch is from Riyadh's Lebanese Restaurant at 1318 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard. Experience a variety of Middle Eastern dishes like shawarma, kebabs, hummus, and more. Dinner is from Bridges Cafe and Catering at 2716 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Committed to using local and organic ingredients. Breakfast served every day, all day, and lunch on weekends.
Join us for the KBOO Community Radio Monthly Film Night at the Clinton Street Theater. This month, we'll be showing the documentary film Symphony of the Soil on Thursday, May 14th at 7 p.m.
We don't grow plants, we grow soil, and soil grows plants.
The soil returns to what it was like when it was first broken out.
So alive and so vital.
Again, that's Symphony of the Soil at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO members, what's your vision for your community radio station? How do you see the mission of KBOO? The KBOO Foundation has a programming charter and strategic plan, and now it's time for a mission and vision statement to help direct our policy and inspire the community. From now through May 15th, we're inviting member input on our website. Visit kboo.fm/survey2015 to take our survey. You can also read up on our programming charter and other guidelines and find frequently asked questions at the same page, kboo.fm/survey2015. Or you can pick up a copy of the survey at the station. And on Saturday, May 30th, we'll be hosting a mission and vision retreat for members. If you'd like to attend, get in touch with Monica Beamer and RSVP. The email address is monica@kboo.org. Thank you for being an active member of KBOO.
Good morning, good morning. I'm Joanne Hardesty, and welcome to Voices from the Edge. I am thrilled to have Greg Palast back with us this week. Some of you may have thought I only promised him and only teased you in the last 10 minutes, but luckily he agreed to come back. So for those of you who don't know, Greg Palast is the author of the New York Times bestseller, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, Armed Madhouse, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and the highly acclaimed Vulture's Picnic. Named Book of the Year in 2012 on BBC Newsnight Review. His books have been translated into 24 languages. His brand new film, his documentary reports for BBC Newsnight and Democracy Now! Is called Vultures and Vote Rustlers. Palast is known for complex undercover investigations spanning five continents, from the Antarctic to Amazon, from Carousel to California, using the skills he learned over two decades as a top investigator of corporate fraud. Many people have given praise to Greg Palast, but here's a couple of my favorite. Under the theft of the 2000 U.S. presidential election in Florida, it was one of his top stories, but I love what people are saying about his books. Greg Palast is one of my heroes, the last investigative reporter in America. So true. Most terrifying book a Democrat could read, says the Huffington Post about Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. Greg Palast is investigative journalism at his best. No one has exposed more truth about the Bush cartel and lived to tell the story. The Baltimore Chronicle. Join me in welcoming Greg Palast back to the program. Good morning.
Hey, Joanne, and I always like the way you do a great imitation of Bob Marley. How do you do that when you start the show? So I'm glad to be with you and calling in from New York. Glad that I could come back after just kind of, like I say, my little flash job.
Yes, a little flyby. But your flyby is better than most people's hours, so we really appreciate it having you.
Thank you. And thank you for reading all those cool quotes from The Guardian and other people. And then I should warn people that Catherine Harris says that I'm twisted and maniacal.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorites, too, right?
But she's right, but it doesn't mean I'm inaccurate.
Right. And so, Greg, I want to let you know that the number that people will call, because we are winding up our spring pledge drive, and people will be calling 877-500-5266. And you still sound a little under the weather, so I hope you're taking care of yourself.
Yeah, well, not much I can do about it. You know, anthrax is difficult. I don't know. I got some bug. But 877-500, and I bet 5266 stands for KBOO.
Yes, it does.
See, I'm an investigative reporter. 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO. If you call that number right now, you not only get your weapon of mass destruction in the Portland area, which is what we're really trying to get people to, why I'm volunteering, why we're donating material. You make a donation, join me in helping KBOO do something that's just extraordinary, which is to tell the truth on these guys, and you get as a premium, my latest film compilation, Vultures and Vote Rustlers, my expose from BBC Television, which you are not allowed to see, except, and you can hear them, they come through the electronic Berlin Wall, care of KBOO and Democracy Now!, and you can get these stories. And what is the minimum donation to get a copy of Vultures and Vote Rustlers?
Only $60 for the DVD.
$60.
That's
it. Full-length DVD, a lot of stories. They go in, and including animations by the great comic cartoonist Ted Rahl, a guy who writes with draws with razor blades. I think he's a tough guy. We have great stuff. We have Harry Belafonte singing Deo while Uncle Sam squashes bananas. And we really do. And while I'm talking to the president of Ecuador, so you get the real inside stories. Vultures and Vote Rustlers. Palace Investigates Volume 2. It is. Palace Investigates, it's Vultures and Vote Rustlers. I'm hawking this like a late-night TV show, and you can sit up in bed if you push this button and watch this. Palace Investigates, Vultures and Vote Rustlers, $60 minimum donation. The reason I'm pushing this hard is I want you to see these films. I want you to enjoy them. They'll make you laugh. They'll make you sick when you see the greed like you could never imagine. Take you up the Congo River, up the Amazon. But it is, if you call us, number 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO. And the point is that you are making a minimum $60 donation. I mean, dirt stinking cheap, $5 a month. I know that Amy Goodman, when she had this disc, she was demanding $120 minimum donation. So this is like a sale the truth.
Absolutely.
A sale on the truth. And this is your moment. Seriously, people are always saying, Greg Palace, how can I help you out? You do great work. Can I help you out? Can I volunteer? Yeah, you can help out by getting my word out in my home country. I have the report from BBC. I report for Al Jazeera. You know, terrorist TV is... people think of it, but it's like, I'm blocked out. If it weren't for KBOO, you wouldn't know the real stories about our American republic.
But it's not anymore. You raise such an interesting point, because you are right. I mean, between the BBC and Al Jazeera is where we get the most information about what's really taking place in the United States of America. You're absolutely right about that. And I want our listeners to know that Greg volunteers his time to come and help us when we are having pledge drives, and he donates the DVDs to us that we're going to give you as a thank thank you gift. And I just want you to know how much love we have here at KBOO for Greg Palace, because he steps up every single time, no questions asked, and can't ask for anything better from an investigative reporter, because that's just like above and beyond. So I want to just publicly thank you, Greg, for all the support you give us every single time. You've never once said no when I've called you, and I so greatly appreciate that. And
great.
So
I'm not going to say I'll always say it. It depends what the question is and what you're wearing.
My husband says that too, but...
So here we go. So get a copy. Seriously.
Yes.
And here's some of the things we have. It's several stories, including Goldman Sachs versus Occupy Wall Street, the great investigation where they try to actually shut down the credit union that was holding Occupy Wall Street's money, and they were so Goldman Sachs uses its multi-billion dollar weight to crush a people's nonprofit bank, because God forbid the idea should spread that a bank should be for people, not for profit. I got also something called the Endgame Memo. If you're wondering where the New World Order started, it actually started with a memo written by Timmy Geithner, who was the who was Obama's Secretary of Treasury, to Larry Summers, who was Clinton's Secretary of Treasury, who worked for Robert Rubin, who was the shadow Secretary of the Treasury, who owns the Treasury because he was also CEO of Goldman Sachs and then Chairman of Citibank, and it's a memo between them describing how they're going to literally take apart. That this was the beginning of what we call a new world order, that we are going to eliminate all controls on banking worldwide at one fell swoop. It lays out the whole scheme. And so you think that there's some like conspiracy secret plan these guys have? Yeah, I'll show you the document. And so it's actually quite, it's chilling, it's weird, and it's strangely funny, because it's so like over the top. It's like some really, it's like Oliver Stone on acid. So you gotta watch it. So get a copy of Billionaires and of Vultures and Vote Rustlers. Billionaires and Ballot Bandits is my book. Vultures and Vote Rustlers, the Greg Palace film. And by the way, most of this is filmed with the brilliant Academy Award nominee Rick Raleigh, did these films with me. We went up the Congo River together. We went to Liberia together, to the Amazon. The guy that did Dirty Wars, a brilliant, brilliant filmmaker. So you get, the best filmmaking on the planet. But you got to call. You got to call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KABU. 877-500-KABU. Donate $60 and easily add a 0-600. Seriously, you don't have to give the minimum.
No, they don't.
I want a copy of Greg Palace film, Vultures and Vote Rustlers. If you go to gregpalace.com, by the way, you can see a trailer of Vultures and Vote Rustlers and get an idea, including the cartoons by Ted Rall in there. And you have Stakeouts at Dawn, Slapstick at Noon, and Night Up the Congo River. It's great stories about these five international financial vultures who are actually the big fuel behind the Republican candidates. See, they talk about the kind of real primary. There's Iowa and there's New Hampshire. None of that matters. What matters is whom the billionaires pick. And I introduce you to the guys, to your landlords, the guys who are running this planet that you don't get to see. Everyone's heard about the Koch brothers. And actually, I did the first story about the Koch brothers for The Guardian years ago, called The Richest Guys You've Never Heard Of.
Yes.
People caught on to that, but now I want you to meet guys whose names are the Vulture, the Iceman, there's a guy named Paulson the Snake. You've never heard these guys. I didn't give them these names, like the Vulture and Iceman. That's what their mothers called them. Really, that's their nicknames. They like these scary nicknames. They're like bad. These guys are like bad guys out of Dick Tracy, except they have billions, they're powerful, they're scary. They choose governments. They bring down governments. These are the guys you get to meet in Vultures and Vote Rustlers. Palace investigates, and you only get it. I'm not selling this commercially, by the way. You can only get it by calling 1-877-500-5266, 877-500-KABU, 877-500-KBOO. Please, I really want you to call and support your station, your weapon of mass destruction, Portland. This is Greg Palace really, I'm giving my time for a good reason. It's very special. I can't get this on the air. I'm on, you know, people say, you know, you're ignored by the mainstream media. That's not true. I am the mainstream media.
Yeah, right. You are the mainstream.
We are so much bigger than NBC or CBS.
It's very true.
You know, we're you know, we are the mainstream. It's America, which is kind of off in some, like, dark
la la land.
Right there, people are lost in the foxhole, and even if it's CBS, and they're worried about whether, you know, Brian Williams made up his hairdo and his, you know, is bad. You know, the funny thing is, Brian Williams had to make up stories about being under fire. This is with, I made this film with Rick Rowley, who was actually taken hostage in Iraq, who's been, you know, who's really been literally under fire from both sides. He was on the side of, he was with the insurgents when the Americans were attacking Fallujah. This is the type of filmmaking you will get in Vultures and Vote Rustlers. The real thing, this is like raw, organic, it's kind of the whole news food,
and you
this news story.
What we love about this, Greg, is that it will prepare us as we move into 2016. I mean, it's like you are giving us the outline of what to prepare for, because it's going to come so big in 2016 that if we don't have this information, we're not going to be ready for it.
Well, that's the whole thing. People have to understand, where do these candidates come from?
Yes.
Where does Scott Walker come from, right, for example? Who ever heard of this guy? Like, and you know, who created Chris Christie? Chris Christie, as I point out in Vultures and Vote Rustlers, okay, he was a group of billionaires got together and created a front organization called Committee for Our Children's Future. This was a front created illegally by the Koch brothers about 30 years ago. And so they have this front organization. Now under Citizens United, they've kind of decriminalized their activity. It's the Kochs. It's this guy called the Vulture. His name is Paul Singer, Paul the Vulture Singer. They secretly got together, created a front organization to run millions of dollars of ads praising Chris Christie. And the cover story was that these are old friends of his from college. You know, he went to, like, Seton Hall. He went to, like, a working-class college. Like, you know, and suddenly these guys have found, like, $6 million, you know, in change between their sofa cushions to support Chris Christie. No. Secretly behind this, and we ripped the cover off this, it's the Kochs and it's the Vulture. And they are creating this sudden boomlet for this guy Chris Christie, but he blew himself up by you know by blocking his bridge, and so now they've moved on to guys like Scott Walker. So you want to know who these candidates are chosen for us?
Yes,
the rich. You know, we get a choice of the choices made by the rich for us. This is one of the problems. And we expose it. So you actually get to see inside. We talk about how the rich control things. I show you how the rich control things and how they actually make their money. For example, in the case of the Vulture and these guys backing Walker, et cetera, they make their money a lot in the third world. Well, in here we have the story that they ripped off the federal government in the auto bailout. This is one of the stories here. In Vultures and Vote Rustlers, we had the great auto bailout, right? Except for one thing, is that General Motors, all its parts came from its old Delco unit, which is a separate company, and these vultures got a hold of GM's parts, literally, and threatened to cut off GM's parts. They were going to cut off GM's ball bearings. I kid you not. They were told, literally, it was a hostage take. They literally took General Motors hostage, the United States government hostage. People don't know this story. I got the inside. They told the United States federal government, the President of the United States, they said, if you don't give us $12 billion, we're cutting off GM's parts, and GM was already in bankruptcy, the company would have been liquidated. We would have lost 500,000 jobs in the United States in one shot. They were literally 48 hours from liquidating, not just shutting down, liquidating, eliminating General Motors. Obama silently authorized the payment of $12 billion in ransom. These guys are like the ISIS of finance. And you know who was a secret partner in this ripoff, in this hostage-taking of the American Treasury? Secret partner was one Ann Romney Blind Trust. Our guy, Romney, people think he made his money from that company, Bain. He screwed up at Bain. They didn't. They only paid him like $100 million. Not much in that field. He made $115 million off this secret deal to take the United States Treasury hostage and destroy General Motors. The ransom was paid. Romney got a piece of the action, and the Vulture, his buddy the Vulture, personally made $1 billion. One guy made $1 billion off the U.S. Treasury. That story is in here.
And those are the stories that we... Those are the stories we simply do not get without having your presence here. And so I want to bring Joe in so that Joe can tell us what is our opportunity today? What do we have to raise in the next...
Let me mention the number again. Just
yes.
1-877-500-5266. 1-877-500-KBOO. 877-500-KBOO. Please call right now.
Right now would be the time to call.
Yes. This is the moment when we have a pause here. An amazing discourse by Greg Palast, who I really have always admired. I even have a fedora now, and it's all his fault. And I just have to say that this show is typical of what we do here at KBOO. If you care about the truth, if you care about what's really going on, if you want to understand how capitalism is really working in its late stage, you need to be tuned to KBOO. We bring you the truth, and we do it with pride. We're all volunteer, except for a tiny staff, and we depend on you. You, as a member, are participating in this process. And we need to remind you that this is an opportunity for you to contribute to this cause. It's really important. We got to thank Wayne in Portland. We got to... I have a lot of people saying wonderful things. And I want to just say that, and we have Christine and a whole bunch of people who are making contributions right now. The reason why I'm interrupting is just so you can pick up the phone and make a contribution, because I know how interesting this conversation really is. 877-500-5266. And I'm going to repeat that again with Greg. Are you ready?
Ready.
877-500-5266. Well, he's away.
You guys will not be singing a duo anytime soon.
We're not ready for prime time, but that's cool. And, of course, online, kboo.fm. Hit the tip jar up in the right-hand corner of that, and you can make a contribution of any amount. Look. We need your help. Every time you give $75 or more, a tree gets planted in your name. And those trees make oxygen, and that oxygen makes us all more likely to survive. And the truth makes you more powerful. The best in music, the best in public affairs, that comes to you on KBOO. You know that because you're listening now. Won't you, right now in this interregnum, just give us a call, 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266.
We love the sound of those phones just ringing
they
off the hook.
They are ringing off the hook. It's really, the phones don't even have hooks anymore. You know, what are you going to do?
But, you know, it's because when Greg is talking, people are glued to their radio to their laptop.
Or something.
And so when we take a moment to pause, the phones ring off the hook. We thank you for thanking folks. But that's why we love you, Greg, because you bring such energy and excitement and information to our listening audience. And we are always appreciative with the information that you share. And it's just making me kind of shake in my boots knowing that 2016 is just around the corner. And there's just so much we don't know about what's happening behind the scenes. And because you're here, we get to learn some of that.
Yeah, and the image of you shaking in your boots is kind of cool.
Boots are cool. 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO, minimum donation of $60. 60 stinking bucks, $5 a month, my God. $5 a month, and you get a copy. And you can't buy it commercially. You get a copy of Vultures and Vote Vultures and Vote Rustlers, Greg Palast, Investigations with Rick Rowley 4, BBC Television, Democracy Now!, and Al Jazeera, and includes, by the way, the creepy crud that they've got in mind for 2016.
And I got to say, right now the phones are ringing a lot, and you have to be patient. Our people are taking it down as quickly as they can. There's only three of them.
What a hard life we got, right? The phones are ringing so fast.
Busy, and we need your support, and don't give up. 877-500-5266.
We're feeling the love this morning. Thank you. We will come back later and get all those thank yous in.
Yes.
And what about the website?
I'm glad you mentioned that. KBOO.FM. It's a magnificently busy website, but in the right-hand corner is a tip jar. You hit that sucker, and they guide you seamlessly, I say seamlessly, through the process of donating.
Right. And remember, Vultures and Vote Rustlers, you really can't buy it. And I made a big point of making this only for the community stations because I wanted something special for the people that really get my word through the electronic Berlin Wall. This is Greg Palast, and I'm really asking you to call right now to 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. Vultures and Vote Rustlers, a copy for $60, minimum donation. It's better that this is a tax-deductible donation. Better that it goes to KBOO than to the Drone Ranger.
The Drone Ranger, oh no!
And, so what we want, this is, get the truth. I mean, this is, get the news goo out of your hair. You brush your teeth, you comb your hair. Get the news goo out of your brain by supporting KBOO. Listen, if you're behind Joanne, you like what she does every week, say, hey, thanks, Joanne. Here's showing you my support. This is the only way we keep on the wear. She doesn't sell you toothpaste. She doesn't sell you crud you don't want and don't need. And she doesn't have to trim herself to what Procter & Gamble thinks is something you ought to know.
Exactly.
And there's no product placement here. There's only information placement. 877-500-5266. This is Greg Palast proudly reporting for KBOO. People say, oh, I love to hear you on Democracy Now! Have you paid for it? Have you said, I'm with
yes,
you? Here's
yes.
my participation.
That's
you
right.
Know, we bitch and moan about how the rich don't do their share and pay their share. I'm asking you, listening, that's you, Joey, Michael, Freddie, Harry, listening right now, your share, your part. I'm not asking for much. I'm asking you to make a donation, and I'll donate my time, my efforts, and you will get a copy of Vultures and Vote Rustlers. I promise it's fun. If it's not, you send it back to me. I'll give you back your money because I'm going to tell you this. You'll enjoy this. Even no matter how sick, sad, and weird it is, when I see the story of the Buccaneers who have pirated our national treasury, it will make you laugh and it'll make you nauseous at the same time. That's the whole point of the work I do. It's investigative reporting, and it's so evil, so dark that you really have to laugh. But as long as you don't make fun of my fedora that I wear, I've been wearing a fedora for a very long time.
No,
with a fedora. I don't know where it happened, but
I was going to say it was made for you. You without your fedora, we would not know who you were. It was made for you, and it looks like we have a very.
Right? They say, who's that when I don't wear my hat?
Right, exactly. So, Greg, we have a very, very patient person who's been waiting to ask you a question.
Sure.
Hello, Brian. Good morning. You have been extremely patient. Thank you for your call.
Oh, I've been dying to ask Mr. Palast this for ages. In fact, I put it on his Facebook page, too. I can't think of anybody. By the way, I'm a fully paid-up member.
Yay, we like that.
And hey, Brian, you're the man.
So, and former volunteer and even programmer. Anyway, I would like to hear your take on why the Bush dynasty, Dimwit as I call him, purchased 98,000 acres of land in northeast Paraguay, smack over the Guarani aquifer. Is it because it's a last refuge if his travel options shrink to nothing, or is he planning to exploit the water? Anyway, I am dying to hear your take on that, and if I can't think of anybody else that could investigate it better than you. And thank you a lot. I'll take the answer off the air.
Thank you for your call.
Well, that's interesting. I'm going to look into that. I didn't know about the Bush family taking a piece of it, but I do know a weird connection. Here's a weird one for you, and you'll find this in my book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, is that the Bush family and Jeb Bush in particular, I understand he's running for something. I don't know. What is that office he's running
for? Yeah,
for?
I think anyway, president or something like that.
Back out of the crypt.
Yes.
You know, how many Bushes are in that Volkswagen that they, you know, the pilots, like the clowns at the circus?
Yeah.
They keep exploding out of that car. So there's all these Bushes. So this is another Bush coming at us. Jeb Bush. I uncovered that with BBC that Jeb Bush had contacted Carlos Menem when he was president of Argentina to pressure him just before Bush Senior, Daddy Bush, and tell him he really had to give the water companies of Buenos Aires to his buddy Ken Lay at Enron. And he pushed, government of, Bush did this, so he had this personal connection to Ken Lay of Enron. This is before Enron was convicted, but he was still a known criminal, right? And so Bush was actually doing his little job for him and saying, listen, my daddy's about to be inaugurated president, and he would really like it if you did Mr. Lay a favor by giving him your water company. They did that. They did that, and immediately Enron quadrupled water prices in Argentina, a fourfold increase in water prices, and the water was contaminated, the pipes started breaking, and people stopped getting their water, but they were charged four times for it because Enron simply just sucked the money out, and it just went poof. Jeb Bush was secretly in the middle of that deal. And then, in return, Lay became the number one personal contributor to the Bush family campaigns. What's happening now? Why would they gather the water? Because they are hoping that the right wing will once again take control of Argentina. There's a big battle going on in Argentina right now. There's a very progressive government run by Cristina Kirchner. I hope this isn't too complicated for you guys. I want everyone to be taking notes, or even better, calling 1-800-877-500-KBOO. 877-500-KBOO. You get all the information. You get the DVD of Vultures and Vote Rustlers. And go to Greg Palast to follow up on these stories. GregPalast.com. But what happened is, I think that they're hoping, my guess, if I were to start this investigation up again, is that they're hoping for privatization of the water systems again. After Enron was busted, the systems were taken back by the people in the government. Now I think that they are, with the number one donor to the Republican Party, Paul the Vulture Singer, is in a war with Argentina. Is in a war with Argentina over their finances. And if they, the Vulture is demanding billions and billions of dollars from the state of Argentina. It's a complex story of financial manipulation by this scumball. He bought up some old bonds for a couple million bucks. He's demanding a 3,000% return on old debts that he found. It's a total war going on there. So the Bush family's backer, Paul Singer, is trying to get all this money out of Argentina. What they're looking towards is a sell-off again of the Argentine state properties. They sold off the water companies to Enron at Jeb Bush's demand.
Wow.
And now I can smell Jeb Bush back in there paying off his big donor, Paul Singer, once again.
So
I think that the pattern is repeating itself. Mm-hmm. Now, I see that coming. I know what Jeb Bush is doing in Argentina to support his buddy Singer. I know what Singer is doing, and this smells like the same play that they did before, sell off. Now, I don't know yet. That would be the first place I investigate, is where are they going to get the assets, or is he going once again for privatizing those water companies,
right?
And they'll want the water assets. That's the first place I would look. But the story we know, if you want to find out who this guy Paul the Vulture Singer is, who's the big money behind Jeb Bush, get Vultures and Vote Rustlers. It's a full-length DVD, several stories, and the cartoons. In fact, Paul the Vulture Singer is seen flapping his wings in a cartoon by Ted Rall, but you can only get it by calling 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. This is Greg Palast saying, get the info now, 877 877- 800-500-5266. Donate a minimum of $60, and you'll get a copy of my film with Rick Raleigh, Vultures and Vote Rustlers. You cannot buy it in the stores, as they say. You really can't.
So maybe there's an opportunity. Greg, maybe there's an opportunity for you to go to California, because with the water issues that are happening in California, it definitely makes you wonder whether all this is interconnected. And if the same people are, you know, we're supposedly in this drought, but the companies are buying the public water and actually selling it in the stores.
Well,
they haven't been cut
off. Chinatown, Jake. You know, this is the original story of the water wars of California,
yes,
in which the people initially won. We have Los Angeles has a publicly owned water and electric system, one of the last. You know, you lost yours in Portland to an Enron subsidiary. You know, and I think that and L.A. has been a holdout. And watch, the next move is to sell off the public water system. We're literally going back to the story of the film Chinatown. That's what it was all about. It was about stealing the public water, and the public got it back, but they're going to take it again. And we see this in Argentina, where the water systems were sold off, and they're going to resell them again because of the pressure from these same vulture financiers. And again, I didn't call Paul the Vulture Singer the Vulture. That's the name given to him by his co-investors, who are thrilled that he's a corpse chewer. That they like it. He's actually very proud. These guys are proud of names like Iceman and Vulture. If you want to meet the Iceman, you want to meet the Vulture, get a copy of Vultures and Vote Rustlers, and you can only get it. You can't pick it up for $8.99 on Amazon. I don't allow them to do that. The only way you can get it is by calling 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. If you want to see a trailer, go to gregpalast.com. But take my word for it. You want this film, you'll get a kick out of it. You can watch it, it's broken up into like 9 episodes, segments, and you can watch each one separately, including seeing me in my kind of dressed up like a Kazakh cowboy in my in a green velvet outfit. I thought I was going undercover to look local in Kazakhstan. Then I found out that guys in Kazakhstan wear jeans.
Hey, like, wait, it's worth the DVD just to see you in this green jumpsuit.
It was disguise failure, wardrobe failure. 877-500-5266. The women do dress up in these outfits, but not the men apparently anymore. 877-500-5266. And it actually shows me under arrest in Kazakhstan, except I did get arrested then later, and shows me under arrest, which you'll get some interesting film, because it's done with my little Austin Powers video pen. I really had one of those pens with the video in it.
Oh yes, the video camera in it.
Picture me under arrest. You'll get a kick out of that, and the real horrifying story, the real truth about the Deepwater Horizon that no one ever told you about. You won't get it anywhere else except on Vultures and Vote Rustlers, my film. This is Greg Palast asking you to call right now, 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KABOO, 877-500-KABOO. Please call right now. Call me. Call Joanne and say, we love your program. We love your show. I want to support your work. I want to keep Greg Palast's voice on the air. You know, we like to hear him on your show on Democracy Now. And please keep this precious thing alive. You know, Joanne, some people think, oh, well, someone else will do it. I got to tell you, I was one of the stations I used to support, KCHU, Kachu in Dallas. They said, you know, if we don't get calls in, we're going off the air. Then it was silence, and that was it.
Wow.
They're gone forever.
Yes.
You know, people think, oh, I'll call later, I'll call next week.
Right.
Yeah. No, you call right now. We really need it, mean it. I'm not kidding you when I say it's just about the best of the community stations on the air anywhere in the United States. And that's one of the reasons you want to support this thing, because it really is the real showpiece of community radio. It's really professional. It's really you get tremendous programming on KBOO. One of the reasons why it's the number one place where I say, no matter what's going on in my schedule anywhere in the world, I will support KBOO. I want you to do that now, 877-500-KBOO, 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 or KBOO.FM. If you go there and hit the tip jar in the right-hand corner, you will get a copy of Vultures and Vote Rustlers.
Yes, you will. You'll get a copy of the DVD. And I know, Joe, you have some thank yous you want to give. Do you have thank yous you want to give out?
I'm behind. I'm getting so many phone calls.
I know you're freaking out.
I want to say this. People, keep calling.
Yes, this is a good thing. This is a good thing.
Greg has done a great job. We're doing a great job. KBOO is so important to all of you. And it's an obvious no-brainer that you need to contribute to this station. We'll take this little dull pause of my talk right now to get you to call. So,
who can we thank?
877-500-5.
I think what he's telling me is he doesn't have the list in front of him yet, but he's going to go get that list, and then we'll come back and thank those folks sometime soon. Yes?
And hopefully we will.
Yes,
be able to
I know.
Do that.
But, you know, it's like they can either stop answering the phone and bring him a list of names,
right,
or they could just keep answering the phones and then come back with a long list. We like that.
Yeah.
But they got a call.
Really, you know, this makes me very, very happy to know that people. I can't tell you how happy this makes me. This,
yes.
To me, this is really important. This is like a standing ovation for the work that's been done by your station that we do. You know,
yes,
we really
yes
put in a great deal of effort, and I'm not kidding. I want to thank my own staff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we went to get the story that we played on KBOO, on Democracy Now!, went nowhere else, okay? And then I was working with Channel 4 Television in Britain. We couldn't get the story in the United States about the real story of the Deepwater Horizon, which was 17 months before the Deepwater Horizon blew. There was a similar offshore blowout on a BP rig, almost identical blowout, and it was completely covered up.
Wow.
Completely covered up. And we got that information by someone floating in the Caspian Sea. And I flew all the way to Baku in Central Asia, where I got arrested, by the way, for trying to get the story, and found out that indeed there had been a prior blowout that had been covered up, not only covered up by BP, but covered up by its oil company partners, Chevron and Exxon, and even worse, covered up by Condi Rice and the Bush State Department. Now, how do I know that? Because a hero named Chelsea Manning,
yes,
released that information in the WikiLeaks,
yes,
documents. So Chelsea Manning actually had the real story, the Deepwater Horizon, that he released. We got that information. I was working with The Guardian. Did you see that on US TV? Did
no
you see that on Brian Williams while he was, you know, fighting off
yeah, right,
fighting off ISIS in
right
his, you know, in his ninja suit?
No.
No, you didn't get the real story except on Democracy Now! On KBOO. I was on a special program with you. And you have that full story, including me under arrest in Kazakhstan, near Kazakhstan in the Caspian Sea. You get that story in Vultures and Vote Rustlers, and you can only get that story, because I don't sell this commercially at all, by calling 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO. Please call now. You get this really story about this heroic effort by Chelsea Manning to get out the truth, and I went literally to the other side of the planet undercover to confirm that story. It's a horrible story, but it also tells you that Chelsea Manning was trying to save lives, and he's in jail for that. And find the real story. You don't get this anywhere else. I'm telling you now, you're not going to get this. You're not going to get it on National Petroleum Radio. They're number one official corporate sponsor, Chevron Corporation. They're not going to put this on the air. You get it on KBOO, and at 877-500-KBOO, remember that. Name your children that. 877-500-KBOO, 500-5266, 877-500-5266. This is Greg Powell. Please call now, really. This is the moment. I don't ask. often.
No, you don't. No, you don't. And when you ask, people respond. And we love that about the partnership that we've developed here. And as you said, the number is 877-500-5266. I think the temperature has gone down a bit. People aren't so freaked out. Maybe there's an opportunity for us to get some thank yous on the air. So
yeah,
that
we will do that as soon as we can. In fact, we are urging people to keep calling because our people are overwhelmed. And that's a good thing.
And we want them more overwhelmed.
Yeah, here comes a list. Here's the list. Oh, my gosh, it's long. All right. Catherine in Portland, John in Hillsborough, Joseph in Vancouver, Sheila in Portland, Debbie in Portland, Barbara in Portland, Christine in and Doug in Portland, Janet in Olympia, and Joe in Gresham. These are people who know the value of KBOO and have called 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266 and have made a contribution of some significance to keep the station on the air while Greg and Joanne are making fun and having fun and doing a good job of telling you what's going on in the world. You know, as Greg chats, he reveals amazing facts that are basically hidden from you and that only stations like KBOO bring you. This is the news for real, not the nonsense you get on NBC, ABC, and CBS. This is America's Truth Box, and you need to support it. 877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM. You go on there, you'll see this big busy spot. You over in the right hand corner is a little jarry thing. You punch that sucker and they guide you through the giving of money. Any amount is welcome. 75 gets you the Greg Palast item, the wonderful DVD. But aside from that, there's many other thank you gifts. And when you give 75 or more, a tree gets planted in, not in your name, but in a neighborhood. And there's, and there's oxygen suddenly. Really.
I like that.
877-500-5266 is the number to call. I love hearing those phones ringing off the hooks. I love the fact that we got volunteers who show up 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We are on the air. We're bringing you information, music. We're bringing you information from around the globe. But only because we have your support, we have fabulous volunteers like Greg Palast who will come and help us, come and give us information, come in and inspire you to get engaged and involved. And right now, we're coming to the end of our spring drive. It has been an absolutely successful drive, but it will not be successful without you. So we need you to call 877-500-5266. Thank you for all those thank yous. It's nice to see that people are calling in from all over. So Portland's not taking over. Vancouver's not taking over. People are calling from all over, and that's what we like to see because we know the reach that Greg Palast's voice has and that people want this information.
And well, thank you, Joanne. I want people to keep calling in. This is Greg Palast, and the DVD that you would get as a premium, $60 minimum donation. That's five stinking bucks a month, man. You can pull that off. This is the moment, 877-500-KBOO. And I really want to thank those people in Vancouver because, you know, I don't know if many people know this, but I was sued by a company that includes Mulroney, your old prime minister, and some guy named George Bush Sr. and I was sued for revealing a story about their gold mining company. Did you know that Bush Sr. had a gold mining company out of Canada?
Wow.
Called Barrick Gold Mining. And I told the story. It's really an ugly story about how the company bought property from another Canadian company in Tanzania, gold mining property, and to clear the property so that Barrick could buy it, they pushed out all the local gold miners in Tanzania in this place called Bulyanhulu. And to clear that property, they ran bulldozers over it and filled in all the little the holes of the little, you know, the little tiny pits of the local miners who had the right to be there. It was their land. They pushed them out, and there were And there were 50 miners still in their mines, and they were buried alive. It's one of the most horrific stories I've ever had to report. 50 people buried alive, and when I reported it, George Bush's and Brian Mulroney's company, gold mining company, sued me and sued The Guardian, my newspaper.
Wow.
And I would not back off, and I want to thank the Council of Canadians and Friends of the Earth and other groups that I said I would not agree. I would not retract that story because that would be Holocaust denial. And this is how the Bush family, think about how the Bush family's made its money from that gold. Okay, that's something to think about. And where are you going to get that information? No one, the New York Times refused to publish that story because their lawyer is my lawyer, Floyd Abrams, and they were just scared.
Right.
And they were just scared that they would be sued. They said, oh, the story's real, but we can't run it because it cost us $1 million in legal fees. I would not back down. This is the type of reporting, and I just told you this story on the air. We beat these guys and got the truth out, and you could only get that on KBOO, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO, and you will get a dozen of my best investigative reports, including the cartoons that go with them. And by the way, music by Boots Riley. I mean, that they
can't get that anywhere.
877-500-KBOO. Please call now. Get the Greg Palast DVD. That's me. Palast Investigates, Vultures, and Vote Rustlers. 877-500-5266. $60 minimum donation. Make it 75. And a tree gets planted, too. Pretty
yes.
Cool. So if for 75 you get a DVD, a tree gets planted, I think I dig that. A better a tree than a bush, right? 877-500-KBOO.
You got to stop making us laugh, otherwise the listeners won't hear the phone number. That's 877.
I'll change my Depends.
877-500-5266. Wanted to say that there's a new company, LLOG, that will start drilling in the Gulf near the Horizon Rig blowout. And they're going to start doing that drilling next month. And so it goes.
And so it continues. Once again, and by the way, I wanted to give a little bit of sad news, is that the great leader of the great Eskimo resistance, Etok, the great whale hunter, passed away this week while preparing another whale hunt. And he's the guy you will... In my films, Etok, in my investigations, he invited me up to the Arctic Circle, and I was looking where he was showing me where they're about to drill, which is right under his whale. We were standing in a whale carcass, and unfortunately, this Obama. You know, Mr. Sierra Club there, has now authorized the drilling in the Arctic Ocean.
Yes.
I was up there.
Yes.
And there, you know, you have to understand, for the Inuit speakers up there, this is not, you know, whaling and hunting up there, it's not a culture event, it's not something they do on vacation, it's how they eat, it's how they survive. These are the, as Etok told me, we're the last of the Pleistocene people. That doesn't mean that they're ignorant or that they are cavemen. They've got the best internet service in America up there. But it is the Arctic, and they do live by whale and seal hunting. And that's it, because believe it or not, whales don't like to swim in oil. And that's what you get there.
I was
up there. And I investigated the Exxon Valdez spill. If you want to see how oil companies treat us, if you want to see what an oil company, what an oil colony looks like, get a copy of Vultures and Vote Rustlers, and because the opening story is about the oil colony of the Gulf of Mexico and the Caspian Sea on the other side of the planet, and as Bobby Kennedy actually says in one of the scenes in Vultures and Vote Rustlers, they need a police state to maintain this system. Anyway, there's humor, there's horror. There's the whole story, unvarnished. Palast Investigates, Vultures and Vote Rustlers. You can only get it by making this donation right now. minimum $60, 877-500-KABOO, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, 500-KABOO, that's the number, or kabu.fm.
Yep,
that's
and just click that tip jar, and away you go. Wanted to let you know that the rig that's en route to Alaska, there's some kayakers in Seattle that are giving them some heck. So they're trying to make sure that they have as much difficulty as possible making their way to Alaska. And so I'm wishing them well. I hope they can assist us in actually diverting that effort. We have another very, very, very patient caller who's been waiting. Okay. Oh, we don't. I've been given bad information. So I guess I'll just go back to Joe, and Joe will tell me who else we want to thank in the last few minutes of this program.
In fact, we are so busy on the phones, and I want to, you know, just because we're busy doesn't mean you don't want to call. We need your help. We need your support. But hey, wait, here's a list. I'll be darned. Here's
877-500-KABOO.
Absolutely. 877-500-5266. Is this Raymond? Yeah, I think so. Kathy, Mark, and Molly in Salem. Dante in Amalala, Arlene or Arlette, I can't tell, Lake Oswego, Thea in Silverton, Chad in Button? No, that can't be right.
Somewhere in Oregon or Washington.
Yes. And Ronald in Portland. These are people's names who have been jotted down really quickly because we're getting so much action.
Well,
that's good.
That's a very good thing, and we want to make sure that people know 877-500-5266. You can be one of the select few people on the planet that have Vultures and Vote Rustlers DVD because it was made specially for people like you.
Just like you.
877-500-5266. Greg, you are absolutely phenomenal. Can we beg you to come back to Oregon sometime soon? We want to see your smiling face.
I want to thank Raymond and Dante and Chad and Ronald and the rest of the people who have been calling in. I mean, you're really heroic. This is really important. This is how we do it.
This is,
this is not brought to you by the Koch brothers. This is not brought to you by, any sponsor that's trying to sell you something you don't need and don't want. This is brought to you by people who want to just get you the news, and you are the sponsor. This is your program. You are the mogul. So 877-500-5266. And if you hear those sirens, if you look at the cover of Vultures and Vote Rustlers, there's me in my fedora in my detective office and sirens screaming down Second Avenue in New York. and it looks like a setup noir scene, like it was green screen or something. That really is our offices. These really are our offices with the sirens going by every 10 minutes. It really is. We really do have a real Sam Spade operation, no kidding. It's real old-fashioned investigative reporting. It's real old-fashioned detective work. That's what I was for 20 years. I was a detective. And this is the work that you're going to see on Vultures and Vote Rustlers, the real old-fashioned gumshoe work. Get the documents, go undercover, get the information, get the whistleblowers, and get the goods. And then make fun of these guys. That's one thing. The billionaires can't stand ridicule.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they can't stand. And we do it all. We get the goods on them and then go...
Really, I have to interject here. KBOO.FM. That's if the lines are too busy, that's the way to get in, and that's the way to make a contribution. Tip jars up in the right-hand corner.
Thank you very much for that, Joe. I want to thank you with all my heart, Greg. You have come through for us once again. This has been wonderful having you here for this hour. The next report that you come out with, I want to be on your short list of people that you call, because whatever you're investigating, my listeners want to hear about it. And so we want to thank you very much. Again, the number is 877-500-5266. We have been talking to Greg Palace, who is always just a wealth of information. My website, the KABOO website, Greg Palace website has additional information. Want to thank you.
Just, That's Joanne, that's just simply gregpalace.com. Nothing too fancy.
Gregpalace.com. And I want you to know I've been tweeting about you, so you know I'm getting in the groove. This has been Joanne Hardesty, Voices from the Edge. Thank you very much, Steve. Thank you, volunteers. See you all next week, same time, same place, same station. Have a great day.
Don't give up the fight. Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's an all that glitter is gold. After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on, get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
And good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland just a minute before 9 o'clock on your Thursday morning. Busy day here at the Boo. Coming up in an hour, it's Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. Then at 10:15 on a special extended edition of Flashpoints, the Columbia Generating Station nuclear power plant in Richland, Virginia, Washington, dangerously refused with a crack in the jet pump inside the reactor. Host Dennis Bernstein speaks with Paul Gunter, director of the Reactor Oversight Project at Beyond Nuclear, and Miriam German, local activist of radcast.org. And we'll hear more compelling excerpts from Dr. Helen Caldicott's Frontline Symposium. The dynamics of possible nuclear extinction, including MIT professor Dr. Theodore A. Postol and William D. Hartung, director of the Arms and Security Project at the Center for International Policy. And at 11:30, hear Words and Pictures. Today, host SW Concer speaks with Oregon writer Chuck Palahniuk about his new graphic novel, Fight Club 2. That's all coming up after Teresa Mitchell hosting Press Watch, News You're Not Supposed to Know. And that's next on KBOO.
KBOO would like to say thank you to our community partners that are feeding our volunteers today.